Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we are zeroing in on something I think a lot of us can relate to, maybe painfully relate to, learning a
Oh,
language.
yeah, especially French, right? So many people have these memories.
Exactly. Staring at textbooks, verb conjugations,
Yeah.
feeling that panic when someone actually speaks French to you.
Totally. That feeling of just freezing up, it's a huge barrier in traditional language
It
learning.
really is. It creates this wall, doesn't it? Where you sort of know
Sure.
things in your head, but actually speaking feels impossible.
Right. And that's why we're digging into this alternative today. It's a program called Experience France, or XPF. It's positioned as this very personalized, almost concierge-style immersion approach.
Yeah, our sources suggest it's not just like a fancy vacation. It's framed as a really efficient way for busy adults, people who need fluency but maybe don't have endless time for classes.
So that's our mission today, really, to figure out how the system claims to be faster and, frankly, more enjoyable than sitting in a classroom.
How do they get people past that speaking hurdle by focusing on living the language,
Yeah.
not just studying it? That's the key question.
Let's unpack that.
Okay, so the core idea. XPF seems built on this promise of a bespoke experience designed to, well, unlock fluency. The tagline is simple. You'll not only learn French, you'll live it. Sounds good, but how?
Well, the big difference fundamentally is the teaching philosophy. They consciously step away from that grammar-first model we all know.
You mean learn the rules, then try to talk?
Exactly. They flip it. Their approach tries to copy how we learned our first language. Think about little kids.
Right, they just babble and listen, and eventually it clicks.
Pretty much. It's hearing, experiencing, trying to speak,
Right.
and only much later do you get into the nuts and bolts of grammar and writing.
Okay, that sounds completely different from my high school French class. Are they saying grammar just doesn't matter at the start?
Not that it doesn't matter, but that it's not the starting point for communication. They argue that forcing adults to focus on perfect grammar right away just paralyzes them.
Yeah, the fear of making mistakes is huge.
So in their model, the grammar and the rules come later. They're tools to help you understand and polish the communication that's already starting to happen. The first goal is just understanding and being understood, even if it's messy.
That definitely sounds less intimidating. But if you're not relying on that formal structure early on, it feels like the content has to be super relevant, right? It can't be generic stuff.
Absolutely. And that's where the personalization really comes in. This is not a one-size-fits-all program.
How personalized are we talking?
Very. The source material says courses, activities, everything is tailored. If you're obsessed with, say, French cooking,
My hand is up for that one.
right? Then your lessons aren't about random topics. They're about visiting markets, discussing ingredients, understanding menus, learning the specific vocabulary you need and want for that passion.
So instead of the pen is on the table, I'm learning how to describe different kinds of cheese or talk about wine regions.
Precisely. It connects the language directly to something you genuinely care about, something enjoyable. And that makes a huge difference in how your brain learns and remembers it. It's linking language to life, not just a test.
That makes total sense from a learning perspective.
Yeah.
But okay, let's talk practicalities. This sounds intensive, personalized, concierge style. Is this just for people with very deep pockets? How accessible is it really?
That's a fair question, and it's something the sources implicitly address. Yes, it's likely a bigger upfront investment than, say, a language
Or a
app.
community college course.
Right. But the argument XPF seems to make is about value in terms of efficiency. For busy adults, time is often the most precious thing. So if this method can actually get someone who's been stuck for years to a point of real conversation much faster than traditional methods that often lead to people just giving up, then the cost might be justified by the time saved and, crucially, the successful outcome. They're selling results, not just teaching hours.
Okay, that reframes it. It's about the return on investment in terms of time and actual fluency. So, if someone's convinced by that efficiency argument, what are the options? How does it actually work?
They seem to have a few different formats to suit different needs. First, there are the multi-day tours. That's the full immersion experience.
Like a week or two traveling around?
Well, yeah, exploring Paris, maybe Normandy or Provence. You're
Right.
constantly in situations where you need to use French, but you have experienced guides there to help you along, facilitate conversations, that sort of thing.
Okay, the dream scenario.
Yeah.
but probably tough for many people schedule-wise.
Definitely. So for people with less time, they offer single-day tours. Think of it as a concentrated dose of immersion.
A taste, like they say.
Exactly. Maybe you spend a whole day focused on art history, visiting a museum, talking with experts, using French related specifically to that interest. It's intense, but manageable.
Right. And what if you can't travel right now? Or you want to keep practicing after a trip?
Ugh. This is where online courses and Club XPF come in. And this part is quite interesting. It's a subscription model, pay as you go.
So online lessons.
Yes, interaction with bilingual coaches, preparation for future travel. But here's the surprising bit I found in the materials. The subscription actually includes an annual immersion trip.
Wait, seriously? The online plan comes with a trip to France?
Apparently so, at certain tiers. It's a pretty smart move, isn't it? It makes the online learning very concrete.
Yeah, it gives you a definite goal. It's not just abstract studying. You know you're prepping for that real-world experience.
Exactly. It keeps motivation high and ensures that online practice translates directly into real application. It connects the dots.
That is a clever model. Okay, so across all these formats, the big trips, the day tours, the online club, what's the overall feeling they're trying to create? What's the learning environment like?
Their guiding principle seems to be every experience is a lesson, and every lesson is an experience. And crucially, they push this idea of no pressure, just pleasure.
Which goes back to tackling that fear factor we talked about.
Absolutely. That fear of sounding stupid is probably the biggest killer of language learning for adults.
Uh-huh.
So by making it clear that mistakes are okay, even expected, they try to take away that pressure. The focus is on enjoying the process, engaging with the culture, and just communicating functionally, not perfectly. If you're having fun, you're learning.
Okay, so the philosophy sounds good. The structure seems well thought out. But does it actually work better, particularly for adults who've tried and failed before? What's the evidence?
Well, part of the effectiveness they claim comes from the coaches themselves. They're described as experienced bilingual native speakers who are really passionate about sharing the culture, not just drilling grammar.
So more like cultural guys than old school teachers.
Sort of, yeah. And then there's the community aspect through Club XPF online forums, meetups. It creates ongoing practice, so it's not just a one-off trip.
Right. Continuous reinforcement. Let's look at the specific examples, the testimonials, because that's often the most convincing part. You mentioned Joanne, a doctor.
Yes, Joanne's story really highlights the personalization. She had online sessions before her immersion trip.
Okay, prepping beforehand.
But it wasn't just generic prep. They worked with her to tailor the activities to her specific interests. And importantly, they gave her audio recordings to practice pronunciation for things she would actually say, like introducing herself and her profession accurately.
Ah, so not just reciting "my name is" from a book, but practicing her own specific introduction.
Exactly. It meant that when she got there, her first interactions felt more natural and less like reciting a script. It boosted her confidence right away.
That makes a huge difference, avoiding that deer in the headlights moment.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was Clive, the IT executive. His story was more about confidence through immediate use.
Right. His experience structured the day quite effectively. He'd have a focused French lesson after breakfast, maybe targeting vocabulary or phrases needed for that day's activities. And then, bam, he was out using it immediately while touring, interacting, ordering food. He specifically said this helped him instantly visualize and put into practice what he learned. No delay between theory and application.
So learn it, use it, all day long.
Pretty much. Which builds confidence incredibly quickly.
And finally, John, the retired CEO.
Yeah.
He provides that comparison point, right?
Yeah.
He'd tried other methods before.
Yes. John is kind of the ideal case study. He'd done traditional schools, tutors, the works, apparently with limited success and a lot of frustration.
Been there.
Right. And his conclusion after trying XPF was that it was the most efficient system he'd found for actually improving his French. And this is key, also the most fun method.
Fun matters.
It absolutely does, especially for sticking with it. For him, it seems the mix of low pressure, high personal relevance, and constant cultural immersion was the magic combination that finally broke through those barriers. He saw real improvement in speaking, understanding, the whole package.
So when you pull back and look at the whole picture, what's the big takeaway for someone listening who's maybe felt that frustration with language learning?
I think it highlights that the way you learn can make a profound difference. XPF seems to be about reframing language learning away from this potentially stressful academic task.
Into something enjoyable.
Exactly. Into a journey of discovery, connection, culture. It tries to remove those psychological roadblocks that traditional classrooms sometimes put up.
So it becomes less about memorizing vocabulary lists and more about actually wanting to connect with the culture, living the language, like their tagline says. The goal shifts from just knowing French to using it, enjoying it.
Precisely. It's about getting you to a place of functional confidence where you can actually live it and love it.
We've covered a lot about how this natural immersive approach could be really effective, especially if you felt stuck before. Which leaves us with a final thought for you, our listeners, to maybe chew on. If we accept the natural way kids learn by hearing, experiencing, speaking first is so effective, what is it about the standard adult learning method, the one that often starts with complex grammar rules up front, that might actually be preventing that natural, maybe even joyful process from happening?
It's definitely something to think about, that trade-off between perceived structure and actual fluency. Interesting stuff.
Thanks for diving deep with us today. We'll catch you next time.